Where's my gain? That's what I need to worry about. My gain. Can't have too much gain. There we go.
There we go. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Talk normal.
I am talking normal. That's how I normally talk.
I'm trying to gauge it.
I am talking normal. That's how I normally talk. What you mean?
All right. I think the levels are good. Because it's not wanna, like all,
I know, but do you
want to
hear it? Do you want to hear it?
Fine. Ooh, that was loud. Okay. This week on All My Children.
The end is near. I don't know. I couldn't come up with another opening.
That's all we got, people.
That's all we got.
The end is near. And we're very sad.
Yes. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have not been tuning in.
You can't tell them that. This is the Pine Valley Podcast. We're supposed to watch so they don't have to.
Now they got to pay me. They want me to watch it.
Angie gives birth to a bionic baby, and the baby is so superpowered, it makes Angie so insecure that she leaves town.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Your mother is the person who's there for you when you have a fever of 105. That's your mother. Just because she put you out of her vajayjay, don't make her your mother.
Yeah. Motion to his groin.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Even if you're a dipshit like Brian, you dipshit, I hate you. You crap brothers, I wish you would call me or make a lunch day with me, because I would tell you to your face, you're a piece of crap. You'll kill my show. I would tell you you're a bitch and you ruin my show. Turn down your iPad, your listening devices.
iPad? Is that like a maxi pad? Pine Valley Podcast Best Drama Award goes to
the baby.
Not All My Children.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
This is the Pine Valley. I'm rubbing his forehead because he's sad already. This is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending September 2nd, 2011. That means there's 22 days left. Is it 22?
No, it's 25.
Is the 20th the last day or the 24th?
25th. No, 24th, because 20,
the chew starts on the 27th.
That hideous chew
does it. Fat bastards and a couple of ugly skinny.
You know
ones.
What I just saw on Daytime Confidential?
What?
I kept thinking when I heard that one of the producers, the chew, that was the Gordon Elliott. That Gordon Elliott, that's that idiot that used to do like the newscast on Channel 5 Fox
years ago. That bastard that used to.
I
do
hate him. Yeah,
Fox
he used to do the he used to do the weather first, and then he did those stupid
British
reports.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like the poor man's who's the guy at CNN? That replaced Larry King.
Piers Morgan.
Yeah, he's like the poor man's Piers Morgan.
And you know that I love you Brits. I was so excited. I was so excited because we finally got BBC America here in Bronx.
You did?
Jillian from Daytime Confidential, she emailed me. I thought you were lying with me. I thought you were pulling
out
my leg. I said, this girl, she's too mean to me. And then it wound up being the
she
truth.
She loves you is the truth.
Yeah, but she won't hang out with me. Tell her that she can hang out with me.
Jillian, you can hang out with
her.
Him.
I need her
I'm
to be my wingman.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to bitch slap you like Mama
I think,
Evans,
let me tell you
not
that. I
Nora.
Think me and Jillian at Urge, we will tear that place
you
up.
You will tear
girl.
It up.
We would have so much fun. Girl, I'll introduce you to my bartender, Adam, there. He will hook us up. Those drinks will be strong. We'll be kicking it. There'll be go-go
my
boys.
God.
Girl, you gotta come hang out with me.
Go-go boys in go-go boots?
No, girl. Go-go boys in little skimpy underwear. They dance on the bar at Urge.
Are they all like torn up and ripped up?
No, girl. They're barely... No, girl. They're only wearing the underwear. That's it. They're butt naked. That's how you've never been to a gay bar.
And I have toddler twins at home. Toddler twins. I had to protect them from Hurricane Irene. Oh, my God. It was carnage. No, it wasn't.
It was just like having sex with a Chelsea boy. A lot of talk and no action. Hey, so much. You would have thought this was Katrina all over again. There was no levee going to break here in New York City that was going to flood us.
I disagree with you.
Look, it was a regular little storm here in the Bronx.
The second your ass was underwater and your people were floating in boats down Fordham Avenue, then... You would have been
that mad. That wasn't going to happen, though.
It could have happened. Nobody knew.
No, it wasn't going to happen.
Better safe than sorry. You're here.
No, wait, look.
Your dad's here.
Look, I agree with you. Better safe than sorry. Yes, Yes, get prepared. Let the public know. I mean, there are definitely certain areas of the Bronx, like near the water, that were hit hard, that there was flooding. But I'm talking about for you to shut the trains down and cripple the Manhattan and all of us that are trying to get into Manhattan. They shut the trains down at 12 o'clock on Saturday, right? When did it start raining here in the Bronx? 10 o'clock that night. That means for 10, no, wait. For 10 hours, I was trapped here with my Dominican neighbors driving me crazy.
You were not trapped. You had two legs. Yes, I was. I could. You have two legs. You can walk.
I was not going to walk all the way to the Manhattan to the gym. Plus, my gym closed for the weekend. All my gyms. I mean, two gyms, and they all closed because they were all scared about this Irene. They were like, we're closing the gym early. We're closing the gym early.
Second, that shit would have been a category three. Y'all would have been crazy. Let me tell you
that. And then when the rain started, what do you think happened?
Who's Lorraine?
I said, when the rain started, what do you
Lorraine,
think happened?
Lorraine.
Who is Lorraine? What are you talking about? Lorraine?
I thought you said Lorraine.
You're thinking Lorraine Broderick.
I am thinking Lorraine Broderick.
We'll get you going. We'll get to all my children. Wait. So what do you think happened when it started raining? And here I am trying to watch my TV shows. And all of a sudden.
I can tell you what happened in Virginia, but that's another story.
All I hear all of a sudden is howling. Like, I thought I was watching an episode of, like, The Vampire Diaries or True Blood where werewolf was howling to the moon. And when I look out the window, what is it? 20 crazy Dominican teenagers in the street jumping up and down in the rain like if they'd never seen rain before. I don't know. Maybe it reminded them of being back home on Puerto Plata. I don't know what it was. But they were howling and screaming to the point that I could not watch my TV show. I'm like, coño, get inside. It's supposed to be a hurricane. Get inside. And they're, like, slapping on the feet going, yeah, Puerto Plata, we're Dominicans. Yeah, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, and I wanted to throw something. I wanted to grab something and just throw it at them. And then they decided to play football in the middle of the Grand Concourse in the street.
Did they play
with cars? With the cars coming by and they're playing football. Finally, after 2 hours of this, the cops came by and said, get the bleep off the street. And I was like, thank you. It only took you 2 hours. This was my night with Irene, all right? I was supposed to be at Urge getting drunk with that Queen Ellis. And I was supposed to be making me strong drinks. Instead, I was trapped with 20 howling Dominican teenagers in my neighborhood.
That's hysterical.
So don't tell me I don't have a reason to get mad about this Irene thing.
Fine. A lot of people did that, though. I turned on the Weather Channel. It was like 2 o'clock. It was hitting Virginia Beach. I turned on the Weather Channel to some geeky reporter who was disgusted. He's like, people should be inside. They should be inside. It is not safe. And then all of a sudden, three people run by. They're like, yeah! Get and they kept the camera on this man. And he's like, I don't know what to say. I'm disgusted. We shouldn't be showing this awful behavior. Woo! Yeah! Hurricane! Yeah! I'm on TV! Yay! It was better than an SNL skit. I was captivated.
I mean, that was the other thing. Everywhere you turn, 24 hours news. And then what killed me is they were showing that there was nothing to report half the time.
You are killing me.
Like the earthquake. What about the earthquake? That earthquake. Did you even feel the earthquake?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, I didn't. I was at the gym working out. I didn't feel it at
all.
A lot
of people did, all right?
I know a lot of people who didn't feel it.
I felt a lot of it. I thought my house... I actually am nervous about my old house because I live in an old house now. And the floor felt like rubber.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really nervous about it. I told Carlos that I was... Because I don't think there's like beams under that floor in that room. I really don't. You can see it in the other rooms. Like there's beams under the floor, but there's no beams. So we're in trouble. If Irene was a major, major storm, we would have been flown in the air like Dorothy and Toto.
I'm impressed that you know about beams and stuff. I didn't know you were so like architecturally inclined.
I actually don't. But if you look up on the ceiling and under one of the rooms, there's beams, and on the other there's none, and that's where the kids' room is.
Ooh, no, we don't need that where the kids are. Hello.
So anyway,
Hottie McHottie across the street.
I have been addicted.
Look at the boy across the street coming out of the car.
He is reaching people. Ooh. We are in an area that is so desolate.
We are near my old stomping ground. Oh, he is so hot.
Oh my God. Every person we looked at was so hot.
No.
Yes.
No.
You are too generous in your hotness appraisal.
No, he is hot. Look at him.
He is not that hot.
He's cute.
He is a normal, he's average straight, though. Person.
Oh, girl, that's the only thing that's annoying about
especially
the Bronx.
Especially that car. Look at that car with that.
That's the only thing that's annoying about the Bronx.
Ford.
These hot-looking Irish, Italian, Puerto Rican boys, Irish, Italian mix or Puerto Rican Irish mix. That
he is,
and they're all natural bodies.
Oh,
they're so hot.
God, you should
see
all
him. Straight.
He's like breaking a sweat, people.
Girl, it's been a while.
Oh, no kidding.
It's been at least what time you have.
Oh my God. What do we want to talk about? There's so much.
There is so much. Before we get on to All My Children, did you see the MTV Awards?
I saw one piece of it with Lady Gaga, and it was the best piece I ever seen.
No, you know, I'll tell you
did
this.
Did you not love it?
I no. Look, Lady Gaga, I got to tell you,
I loved the new song.
I think this is the Lady Gaga I love. Finally, a song off the new CD that I love. This is the material. Her voice is strong. I love the lyrics. It kind of brought back very 70s Elton John to me, like Crocodile Rock and all those great songs.
She looked like Elton John.
Well, I could have done without the opening monologue. I know she's very theatrical.
I didn't see that. I only saw the performance.
Yeah, she did this whole opening monologue, and I understand.
What did it say? Tell me.
Like, she was a guy, and it had to do with the song.
Did
like,
they
she
even
was,
know, people know it was her at first? Well, like, did she say I'm Lady Gaga?
Well, Papa Hudson didn't. Like, he didn't get it at first because he didn't. If you saw the video for the song, in the video, she plays opposite herself as a girl and a man. So it wasn't a surprise to me that she came out dressed, but she had this whole opening monologue where she was talking about Lady Gaga dumped her. She was acting like this was a character, you know what I mean?
Was she good?
Yeah, no, she was good.
She
was good. It was believable. But see, this is what I'm getting at. It says like, girl, you don't need all the theatrics. Your voice is phenomenal. And when you just sing your songs, you're incredible. I don't need all that. And you know, the reason that I'm realizing that is because one of my favorite artists right now, my favorite CD of the year that I'm hoping you know what? MTV and the audience there in that award show could not appreciate her. They just don't know talent. So I'm hoping that she sweeps at the Grammys and the Grammys gives her like best CD, because that CD is the best CD of the year as far as I'm concerned. Miss Adele, and she performed at the MTV. She stole the show, as far as I'm concerned. Oh my God, girl! Let me tell you got to YouTube it, because somebody on YouTube actually said this, and I agree with him. Adele's like the only performer that seeing her live is even better than the CD, because she's so like. Don't get me wrong, the CD is beautiful, flawless.
I saw her first on Saturday Night Live. Amazing.
When she performs live,
amazing.
There's so much passion. Like, I literally, when she was performing at the MTV, I cried while she was singing.
She opened her mouth. Absolutely.
That's how powerful her performance of that song was, that I was crying. I can't remember the last time I heard somebody singing and I was crying listening to them sing.
I almost feel like her pop success in some ways reduces, how do I say it? Like, not reduces, but like, she's so good.
Yeah.
And it's like, you sort of take for granted how good she is. Because you hear her 83 times a day.
Well, it's funny. Like,
but she's amazing. Yeah, I first saw her on Saturday Night Live. I don't know nothing about nothing anymore, because I'm having my head in the sand with two toddler kids.
All she knows is Sesame Street.
Oh my God, it's true. And Dinosaur Train. They're on this like Dinosaur Train on PBS thing, whatever. So anyway, long story short, I saw her first on that, and that made me buy her album, and I just, oh my God. The kids even love it. It comes on and they start dancing.
Let me tell you, that was the best, for me, that was it. Her and Lady Gaga. Everything else was kind of like, the tribute to Britney Spears was like 2 seconds long.
She looked like a heifer.
Who?
Britney Spears.
Yeah, she's losing it again.
Oh!
But let me tell you something. Like, the tribute...
Can I tell you about Lady Gaga?
But wait, the tribute wasn't even a tribute. It was like, they had it on chipmunk speed, and in 2 seconds, they went through all her, like, videos, and the dances were like, I don't know, they were like the Flash from DC Comics. They were like... And then
she
comes up. No, she didn't perform. They didn't even have like artists doing her songs, which is something they've done in the past. So then she comes up, and Lady Gaga, as that character, I don't know, his name is Joe Schmo or something, she gives Britney the award, and she's still acting like she's a man, not Lady Gaga. And Britney gets the award, and instead of talking about like herself and like, you know, she's talking about Beyonce. And it becomes a Beyonce thing. And Beyonce comes out and performs like for 15 minutes. And then announces
she's
pregnant. And it's like, you know what? I'm hoping that this baby takes her out of the limelight for at least a couple of months.
Knowing her,
she's gonna like release a CD and then perform while she's giving labor. I swear. She's gonna get those cameras in here. The baby's popping, and the minute it comes out, I'm gonna do some dancing. It's like, girl.
She's probably gonna do that herky jerky move.
Yeah,
herky jerky.
It's like, girl, take a break. No, we ain't gonna miss you. Go ahead, just take a break.
J Lo did that. She's nuts. I keep telling. telling you, I think I told you guys a million times, I saw her, not by my choice. My Puerto Rican family wanted to see Mark Anthony and J-Lo at Madison Square Garden. So I went, and he sang like an angel, and she sang like a lunatic. She was like 9 months pregnant with twins. It was so loud. I was in the Puerto Rican nosebleeders, the seats that cost like 10 bucks a ticket. Uh-huh. I could not have been farther from the stage, and I could not hear myself talk. You want to think about what those babies inside that lady's belly were hearing. Boom, 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 boom. Crazy. And then she's in these stilettos, like these freaking Roberto Cavalli stilettos on this, like, escalator thing. I wanted to smack the shit out of her. What are you doing? Insane. But I'm going to tell you, you know why I love Lady Gaga?
Why?
Because I don't know about her videos, so it was really, for me, a big surprise. I don't know her videos. I don't know nothing really about her. But when I turned it on and I saw her, and I said, that's Gaga. And I said to myself, you know what I love about her? She will look like a man that looks like a man. She doesn't look like a woman playing a man. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to make herself pretty. She didn't put on no under eye concealer, no eyeliner, no lipstick. She looked like a man. And she was not. She even looked like she had zits. And she wasn't afraid to do that.
She's an artiste.
That's why I love her.
She's a performance artist.
Absolutely.
I don't begrudge her that.
That's
I'm just saying.
That's braver than Madonna. Would you ever catch Madonna taking off her makeup?
I'm just saying.
And I heard Madonna's new movie she directed sucks.
I'm just saying that as a performance artist, you got to be careful because sometimes it takes away from your music. That's my feeling. When you come out dressed in a suit made out of meat, that's crazy to me.
That's a little nuts.
That's a little nuts. I mean, you could. Now, look, we've been avoiding it because I don't know about you, but it's really getting to me now because it's funny. I think that I've been in denial about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even on my children that made me realize that the shows were going. It was actually When I Had to Live, when Robin Strasser had her final episode.
Forget about it.
That's what made me realize, you know what? In a month, sometime, All My Children's going to be gone. And then a couple of months later, When I Had to Live is going to be gone.
We're having a party with my aunt and my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I wish you could be there. It's probably going to be upstate.
I got to tell you,
they all live upstate now.
It's been hard. It's been hard. And people, you know. And I hate reading, like, the Daytime Confidential had this, that Gordon Elliott, they quoted him as saying something like, people don't have time to watch
the show.
But they have time to watch your show about food.
Ass.
About your stupid show about food.
Dumb, stupid ass.
Anyway, look, this is my thing.
I hate you, Gordon Elliott, I hate you.
People don't get it, and it gets me riled up.
Some people don't get it.
I gotta tell you, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and I said this before, I literally, the minute I came out of the womb and she took me home, I was there watching the soaps, girl. My early memories are of the soap operas. Those are when I think back to like a baby.
You saw the first episode of All My Children.
No, I didn't see the first episode of All My Children.
No, I didn't.
She's so crazy. But I was close. And I remember, like, my earliest memories are of All My Children and Days of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons I thought Susan Lucci was my mother. No, it's
Mama.
But, you know, and so, and for me growing up, being Puerto Rican, being in the Bronx, being different, and I don't mean gay, I mean, like, just... Obviously, I didn't have the same interests as the people around me, like not even my cousins and stuff. I was a loner. I prefer coming home, reading a book, reading my comic books,
and watching my soaps. Like
I didn't want to do drugs or anything like that, or be hanging out in the street corners. I loved being challenged. I loved soap operas. You know, they were my friends. These people were like family. I grew up with them, and over the years, it hurt to say goodbye to Edge of Night. It hurt to say goodbye to, you know, Ryan's Hope. It didn't hurt to say goodbye to Santa Barbara because they destroyed it. But
that was a great show at one time.
Oh, my God. It was
so
great. It was great.
I used to love it.
And I always said that it's I don't know what's harder to say goodbye to a show when it's already been gone, like Santa Barbara was, or Loving. When you had already stopped caring,
yeah.
Or when it makes a comeback the way Another World and Guiding Light did, and then you discover it all again. And that's where I'm at with all my children. If you would have talked to me a year ago, I probably would have been like, because to me it had already died. Mm-hmm. And Lorraine Broderick has done the impossible. And you guys, we can't be nitpicking at this moment. Like, she, God, you gotta give her credit, man. She had no time whatsoever. I mean, they gave one to January. They only gave them like 3 months notice, Santa, like all my children. They only gave it like 3 months notice. And she was inheriting all these horrendous storylines. And somehow she was able to bring back the All My Children that I know and that I love. And now I'm flooded with all these memories. And now that the show is good, what we've been begging for the last 10 years since we started this podcast, now you give it to us and you're taking the show away. It's not fair. It's not fair to us. It's not fair to the actors and the crew and all the people that work on this show. I mean, but with all
it's
that...
It's senseless. It's murder. I keep saying that. It's murder. They murdered our show.
With all that that's going on, it's just like, I give Lorraine Broderick props and credit, because you know what? She's making the most out of the time that she has. I mean, yes, certain things are rushed. Certain things could have been played out for more beats and moments. But you guys got to realize we don't have that much time. So she's trying to make the most out of it. So I'll overlook the fact that Dixie ran out of the house and Erica ran after her. And then we never saw anything following. Like, we didn't see Erica for weeks after. And it's like, what is she like wanting to know? You know, little things like that, I just overlook.
You didn't get a goodbye from Marion or anything
like
that.
Yeah, you didn't. Like, what happened with Marion? We didn't see Marion. See, like, you know, but I'm going to overlook that. Because you know what? Everything else she's doing is smart. She's chosen not to bother with certain characters like Asher and what's his name? Asher's what Caleb? Mm-hmm. Or Randy or even Frankie, you know. I was shocked when I finally saw Cornelius. I was like, whoa. And let me tell you something. His biceps look mighty good that day.
That's all he's doing.
That's all he's been doing. He's been doing his biceps.
It's been working.
But let me tell you something. I have been living for all my children. So many great moments, so many great things. I mean, the whole Dixie return thing. I gotta give props out to my girl Kara. She has been phenomenal.
She's been great.
She has been to the point where, like,
I have one big exception.
What you gonna say? Her eyeliner.
Well, that still needs improvement. But her post sex orgasmic language really made me. I felt a little bile in my throat. She was like, David, I mean, that was amazing. I mean, I needed that. That was amazing. Whoa. Well, I wanted to vomit.
Well, you know why we needed to know that? Because we needed to understand why
she did it.
No, why Dixie did it. Why Crystal did it. Maybe. We had to understand why all these women, as much as they hate David and David's all this and that, they always go back.
That didn't gross you out a little bit?
No. I got to tell you, I this is the most I've liked David since the whole...
You are right about that.
What?
It makes the connection to Ali. He has to have some kind of connection where he's human to one character on the canvas. Otherwise, it's unwatchable.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing with him trying to be God, and this is interesting. The whole thing with him and Agnes Nixon, who came on this week to be... what is her character name? Oh, Aggie Eckhart. They had introduced her, like, I think at the 25th anniversary or the 30th, like, something like that, years ago. And she's supposed to be this woman who, like, been funding the Pine Valley Hospital. So I like the fact that they used her and they brought Agnes back. And I like the fact that she was there with David. And she said, you know, when I had my, like, almost near-death experience, I saw your father. And your father said, you know, your work, choose wisely, leave God's matters to God, or something like that. And I like that because, you know what? That's what David's always been about. It's like he thinks he's God. It's like his intentions may be well, but the way he goes about it is wrong. And there are a lot of doctors that are like that. They, you know, they call surgeons, they always say, have like a God complex. Mm-hmm. They think so. Like, I think that makes the story more interesting and more human. And you start realizing that, you know, because in a way, it's like he is creating miracles. He's bringing all these people back to life. Now, why he's keeping them hidden for so long. It's like, that's the crazy thing. But
what's
at
going
least,
on with Zach? Oh, we're supposed to believe that he brainwashed Zach? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's that we got to see where that goes. I don't know where that's going. I mean, it seems obvious that the person that Dixie was next to was Babe. We know that Alexa supposedly is coming back, so I think Babe is going to wind up being alive.
Why do people have such a reaction with Babe? Like, there are fans that hate her. Like, she's a human being. Like, she's Osama bin Laden. Seriously.
I
have to tell you something. You know me. We sat in this chair and talked about her many a day. Mm-hmm. I've never been a huge fan of Alexa Haven. But for some reason, that girl lights up Pine Valley. I cannot put my finger on it. But when she's in town, that town freaking lights up. And when she's in the scene romantically with another player, she almost always has incredible heat. The only person she never had passion with is her husband, Jamie. What's his name again?
Justin Bruni.
Yeah, it's Justin Bruni.
Justin Bruni.
She never had it.
I'm going to tell you why. It's
Do
not...
you agree with me, though? Am I crazy?
About what?
I would love to see this perky little blonde. She's talented. She's not amazing.
I disagree with you on that. I think she is amazing.
Really?
I think she's good. You're not watching Torchwood. Okay. You're not watching Torchwood.
I've seen her in Rescue Me. She was excellent.
But I'll tell you, if you would see her on Torchwood.
Maybe she's grown.
Let me tell you, from the minute she came on, I thought, wow, finally. What's the casting director's name in All My Children Who I Hate?
Oh, Julie Blight Wilson.
Julie Blight Wilson finally got somebody who was talented. I mean, this was an ingenue up and coming. This was a girl who could act. The problem was that the writing sucked. Megan McTavish created the character.
I
disagree with you. You want to know why the character?
Listen
to what I'm saying. You want to know why? You want to know why? Fans have a dislike for Babe. And
yes,
I'm telling you, it's not Alexa. It's the character of Babe. Babe is not a likable character. She's not redeemable. Her character has always been kind of wishy-washy in her decisions and the way she plays it.
She thinks she's doing good, but she always makes the effed up choice.
I mean, look at what she did to Bianca. Mm-hmm. Look at, she cheated on JR with Jamie. She then cheated on JR with, well, who could blame her?
Colin Eggers!
Hello! You still haven't seen that movie, Something Borrowed, have you? Netflix it, girl. Just to see him, girl. Trust it. Oh my God.
From the day one, I was right about that man.
Anyway, I think that's the problem. I think that's the reaction that people have. It's not so much Alexa. It's the character Babe was never like. You know, you gotta be very careful. The reason people love like an Erica Kane or Dory, those are the girls you love
they
to hate.
F'd up things.
They do F up things, but you know what? They do the kind of things that you wish you had the strength to do. So you admire them and you respect them. Babe wasn't like that. Babe was a very poorly written character. And the abuse that her and JR gave each other over the years was annoying.
Why are you so smart? I hate it.
It was so annoying.
You're so ass stupid about this shit.
It's just hard. The Babe character was always written horribly. It's not Alexa's fault. She made the best she could. Now I will tell you this.
She's cute, I don't know how.
She's gorgeous. I don't know how everybody else felt.
I was blown
away by Josh Duhamel and his return.
Did we talk about that last podcast? I'm trying to figure it out.
No. We haven't had a podcast since then.
I have to go collect myself. Holy cola. You talk and I'm going to collect myself. He was that good. Oh, go ahead.
You didn't think he was good?
No, I said he was that effing good that I need to collect myself.
All
Hold
right.
on.
I'm,
talk.
All right. I'm going to tell you, because I know a lot of people were like, that's messed up. Listen to what I'm going to say. You're not listening. A lot of people are like, oh, that's messed up. It shouldn't have been a dream. He should have been alive. He should have went and left town with Greenlee. And I'm going to tell you why, as much as I would have loved that.
Two people said that.
No, a bunch of people actually felt that way. Oh, yeah. But not even talking about just our podcast. I'm talking about reading the blog and Daytime Confidential and everything else. I'm going to tell you why. Because I think Lorraine made a great choice. It wasn't so much that
perfect
we didn't want that. The point
Perfect
was, we only
choice.
Had him for like one episode.
Well,
we only had him.
More,
no, no, no. He only could give us that. He gave what he could. And the thing
James
is,
Franco
you
filmed
wouldn't,
3 days and was on for 3 months.
I know, but listen to what I'm saying. You wouldn't have done it justice if you would try to like say that Leo's alive and him and Greenlee got back together and all in one episode. It wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been. There wouldn't have been enough time to give it the true. justice that it deserves. So what we got, what we got was closure.
But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is that because even if Josh Duhamel was there for 3 weeks or whatever it was, it wouldn't have mattered. He's not going to finish out. Well, maybe it would at that point, but he wasn't going to finish out the show. You're right. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
They had to give Ryan and Greenlee
the closure,
that's it. They're together.
I appreciated that because you know what? We didn't get that closure, you know? I mean, the way that Leo vanished and Green, like, so that, for the first time, I remember that there was a time that I actually liked Rebecca Bedwick and I liked the character Greenlee. I'm not being totally
serious.
He's
actually crying over that.
I have not liked Greenlee since Leo.
No.
I disagree with her. She said to me she didn't know if the chemistry would still be there. Honey, the chemistry was there in spades.
She was just being protective.
I know,
but nervous.
You know what?
That's
Let me tell
He's
you something.
Big, giant star.
The minute, I love. You know what I loved about him was that he was right back there as Leo.
I can't talk about it.
He was right back there as Leo. It was like if no time had
I'm
passed.
I'm gonna throw up because I'm so like
there was,
emotional.
It was like if no time had passed.
Nothing.
Like he was so on point with his character, and they had some,
he
and it broke
Leo.
My heart,
He's
and
a
I was,
good actor.
I cried through the Leo and Greenlee scenes.
I was on the edge
I
of my
was
seat.
Crying. I was a mess,
on
girl.
The
I was a mess.
Of my
and then
seat.
Something else that I haven't told you, and she will tell you that I always thought he was a great actor, but he never did anything for me.
Girl, you thought he was hot.
Girl, he did something for me. Now he was hot. When he
forever to
when that sheet
that.
When that sheet came off, I was like, "Hello!"
He is amazing.
I was a little wet.
Oh, you had to go there. You had to go there.
I was a little moist. I was like, "Oh,
oh
my God!" He looked hot. He looked beyond. He's like. I always say this. There's different types of guys. There's some guys that are really good looking when they're young and they're not gonna age well. Then there's guys that are you know good looking when they're young and they
age
are good
better.
Looking. And they yeah they. And then there's guys that like for me he wasn't. But now ooh yeah as he's getting older he's very Patrick Dempsey. Like Patrick Dempsey
Patrick
was like
Dempsey's
when he was younger. But now
Rob
he's
Lowe
like
looks better.
See,
absolutely.
I agree with you about the Rob Lowe. Not that I couldn't appreciate Rob, but he was too a little too pretty
he
back
was
then.
Too pretty. He was,
he
like
was
a boy.
Too
he's
pretty.
A pretty boy. Now he's a
now
man.
Now he's a man.
He's pretty
I think he's really
he,
hot
he
enough.
He enters a room, from what I hear. I've never met him or seen him, but I heard he enters a room and he takes your breath away because he's that
and
gorgeous.
To me, Josh is that. Because when they show those flashbacks, Josh was like a little dorky.
Brad Pitt ain't even that, really. Brad Pitt's aging a little bit. He's not really like holding up that well, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think he's holding
can
up that
I,
well.
Can I say something about Leo, though?
Yeah.
And Greenlee? I have not in such a long time. And I'm going to cry now, too. That was when, for me, it hit me that the show. I know you said that for you it was Dorian.
Yeah.
But for me, it was Greenlee and Leo because I remembered how good it was. How good it was when every day I would run home to see their love. And my complaint at the time, if they had only realized how short a time they were going to have Josh Duhamel, they would have put them together much quicker. They wasted so much time with him and Laura Cudahy or whatever.
Yeah.
And I hated that actress. I still hate that actress. I don't know how she's
and
working.
She keeps working,
she
though.
She keeps damn working. She keeps working.
Let me tell you.
Anyway, I just remember the time, the passion and the love and everything about it and the way, you know, we've talked about this, the way he loved her in spite of her warts. Like, he thought they were cute. You know what I'm saying? My only complaint about the scene, not enough action. I wanted more. Like, if I had seen my true love,
mm-hmm.
I would have been all over him. You know,
I know
they
girl,
needed to
it was
talk.
A dream.
I know it was a dream, and I know they
it
needed
was
to
a
talk.
Dream.
But when they kissed, I can't even talk about it. The tears were streaming down my face.
Yeah. I gotta tell you guys, I was a mess. I was a total
mess. And the way they
looked
at each other, there mm-hmm. was nobody else in that room. Mm. Even
it
as
was,
actors,
it was
there
amazing.
Was nobody else
it was
in
amazing.
The room. Josh Duhamel, I worship you. I don't care if you acted like a little bitch when they tried to take away your BlackBerry on the airplane. I love you.
It was good.
They didn't have the same thing with Jillian and Ryan, though.
I know. They made such
a
big deal
love.
About... They
Jillian,
made,
you agree, right? Jillian was Ryan's one true love.
Well, yeah, I didn't like them, but I'll accept that.
But it was. But it
no,
was.
Yeah, I don't buy him with
I actually really liked them a lot together. I liked the whole dynamic.
No, they
the
had chemistry.
With the,
they
you
had
know,
chemistry.
Con artists.
It,
very
look,
similar to
it was,
Angie
look,
and Jesse.
I'm gonna say this.
Very
I'm gonna say
classic
this.
Soap.
I didn't dislike her. I actually liked her as an actress, and I liked her character. I always...
She was good in the flashbacks.
Yeah,
remember?
No, yeah, she was a good actress.
And she brought something out in him. Look, he actually had... She did for him what Josh did for Rebecca.
Yeah, no, and I'll agree with you on that point. I'll agree, I never liked him. I got to tell you, the minute he showed up in Pine Valley with Nurse Gloria and his shirt was open and I said, here's the beginning of Himbos and All My Children. He, to me, was the beginning of the downfall of General Hospital. It was Judy Blight Wilson casting just on... Oh, I said General Hospital?
Yeah.
All right. I meant All My Children, yes. People. I mean, Judy Blight Wilson cast him, obviously, for his looks. And the fact that my soap opera, All My Children, is having some guy parading around during, like, this storm or something with his shirt wide open. I mean, it just was ridiculous. So he got off on the wrong foot with me. And to be honest with you, I've never really been a big fan. But it did make me cry when he saw Jillian.
Yeah.
And Jillian was, like,
crying
and saying, I love you, and like... It put closure on their situation.
I have to say it.
What?
She gained a lot of weight.
Girl.
A lot of weight. She was almost unrecognizable.
She did not gain that much weight. She was recognizable.
She gained so much weight.
How could they show from? They showed up from the breast up. You don't know what she looked like.
She was giant.
No, Kate Collins put on weight. Well, Kate Collins is also a woman of a certain age.
But can I tell you why I liked her?
Who?
Because at least she was there, and she's an actress who, like, she may not always be the best actress and make the best choices. Esther Verblanche. What is her name? Esther Verblanche.
Esther Tabernacle.
Yes! She may not be, like, the most skilled, like, Florencia actress, you know,
yeah.
But she always has the emotion. It's
no,
she,
That's
a lot like Alexa.
Her.
Alexa Havens, who plays Babe, is a lot like that. She's always with the waterworks and in touch with her emotions. Sometimes you're like, what the hell is she doing? But, you know what I mean? But, like, at least she's there emotionally.
No, I agree
with
you.
And that's how Jillian was. Esther to block.
I'll agree with you. And other stuff that I loved on All My Children,
So when she cried for that 1 second scene she had, and I've actually felt still that connection between her and Ryan. Did you not feel
it? Is that another earthquake?
No, it's my car.
Do you need to turn it off?
No, we need open the air conditioning.
We can open the window, because that scared me. That felt like an earthquake, like a tremble.
You're silly.
All right. The other thing that I liked...
Maybe we should close the subways.
The other thing that I liked... Because I'll tell you, there's been a lot to like on All My Children lately. And you know that I had issues with Janet returning to Janet from Another Planet, let alone Kate Collins playing the role, because I was a big Robin Madsen fan.
I know the butt that's coming.
But because Lorraine is writing Janet now, she's writing Janet the way she wrote Janet
another
when Robin Madsen.
Moment, you go, you
all
go
the
boy.
Scenes with her and Amanda were brilliant.
Beautiful.
When she was able to relate to Amanda. And she told her, well, how could you when you had a mother? Like, I was a mess.
For me, what got me, and I'm going to cry too, what got me was when she said, you survived me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, those scenes.
You'll survive anything. This is nothing.
Kate was so, but see, this is the thing. People don't say, it's not that I never.
And Chrishell, you rocked it, girl.
It's not.
She rocked it.
It's not that I never liked Kate. I loved Kate as Natalie. But when they introduced Janet, that was during the Megan McTavish years. And Kate always played Janet very over the top for me. So to see her play Janet with such reality, you know, to the character and the issues and all those scenes with her and Amanda, I was a mess. And Chrishell was brilliant. Chrishell's been brilliant through this whole storyline. She has been phenomenal. It's so great that they're giving her this rich material to play, and she's knocking it out of the ballpark with her beautiful haircut, which I still can't get over, because, you know, you think, how could this woman be any hotter? And there is. Now she's looking like a woman instead of a young lady. She's a woman now. I can't get enough of Chrishell.
She's amazing.
She's
doing great. Chrishell, girl, you are doing great. Is she leaving the show before it
No,
ends?
I don't think she's
no.
leaving
okay,
before
good,
it
good, good.
Now, Katie McLean... People were like, why do we need Dixie back? I got to tell you, this is why we need Dixie back. Because her and Michael Knight have been so good. And the scenes with her and JR have been so good. The other day when Tad walked in on David examining Dixie. And then they had the fight when Dixie followed Tad to the house. Michael Knight he gave me chills. Because he was so raw in his performance. And, dude, I gotta, that one scene.
I ain't a dude.
That one scene, I applaud to you. I just bow to you.
Oh, because you're talking to him. All right. I thought you were saying me too.
He was, when he yelled at Dixie, I mean, oh my God. You talk about believable moments and performances. That was like Emmy worthy. He was so good. And I've been buying all the stuff with him and Dixie. I know it seems rushed. I know. And yes, if there was time and the show wasn't getting canceled, there probably would have been a long triangle between Tad, Dixie, and Kara. But again, we're dealing with the show coming to an end, so Lorraine had to make rapid choices.
I really respect it, because I thought they were going to go the direction where Tad was confused about Kara or Dixie. I was really nervous about that, and I'm so happy that he right off the bat said I love Dixie. I think that if they hadn't gotten canceled,
that's where it would have gone. That's where Lorraine would have, because that's what soap operas are about. But we're talking about the show coming to an end, so you had to make the realization. Because the point is, Tad did make a great point to Kara. When Dixie died, it wasn't like him and Dixie were together. And Dixie never got back together that time around.
She can't, yeah. How dumbass was that?
But I'm buying all the stuff. I mean, I got to tell you, Bobby East looks fabulous lately. I think she's been looking amazing. They don't do anything with her. But when she does come out for those 2 seconds, she looks hot.
I don't know.
I like the long hair. Keep the long hair, girl.
I'm sorry. Ever since they took her apart from Adam, I have no interest in the character.
Yeah, and Susan Lucci, of course, has been phenomenal. All the stuff with when she came back as Jane and decided to let Erica, take the rap for Erica. All that stuff's been great. She's been great.
Did you hear Shadow's line of the day? I don't know if you saw something about, because I actually didn't see the episode yet. I'm embarrassed to say, but something about Erica said to Bianca about Marissa. And she said something like, well, goodness, I hope that apple doesn't fall far. What did she say? I hope that apple falls far from the trampy tree.
Let me tell you something. There have been some really great lines and stuff on the show. I mean,
Colby said something about Liza. She came over and she's like, what? She asked about Asher, and Colby's like, why, are you looking for a date?
Yeah, Lorraine's writing the show now.
Go.
Lorraine's writing the show, and there's been some witty stuff, some witty comments.
Can I give one criticism?
What?
One.
Go.
I'm not as keen on the reunion and the appearances as you are. I actually feel like there could have been more emotion with Dixie's return. More of a build-up, and more of a build-up with Zach's return. I didn't really love Kendall and Zach's reuniting in the hospital. It didn't feel emotional. It didn't feel big enough to me. And the same thing with Dixie and Tad in the park. That reveal didn't feel big enough to
again,
me.
Again, I think with the Tad and Dixie stuff, we're working on time crunch. For me, with the Kendall and Zach stuff, I can't really comment because I really never really felt them.
But,
you know?
But come on.
No,
come
I'm
on.
Just saying.
If you thought your soulmate was dead and he appears, they both had some waterworks and they both were connected.
What I'm trying to say,
but the material wasn't there.
I know, but I'm saying that even if the material was there, it wouldn't have registered to me because I feel nothing for them as a couple. So it's hard for me to say. Like, I'm not invested in them.
But stand back then. Stand back from it and look at it as an outsider if you weren't into it.
I still wouldn't feel that. I don't feel nothing. They don't
but
make
you
me
really
feel
think
anything.
It was written up to par of to a couple that where the man was thought dead?
I don't know.
I think it could have been better done. I don't know. She was like, it was weird because she knew about him, and then she's at the hospital waiting to see him. Like,
well, I'll tell you what was well written, and the actor didn't live up to the performance.
Uh-oh.
I hate to say it.
Uh-oh.
I love you, Darnell, but when you had those scenes with Tad in the park and you were telling Tad the truth about the baby, I didn't believe you at all. Yeah. And I don't know. And I know it's a hard sell, Darnell. I know as an actor, you know, you feel like they disrespected your character. Your character would never
That's
do that. It's
is.
A garbage storyline.
But you just
were not there. I mean, you were crying. I think I saw a tear. You were frowning your face and you seemed upset. But you didn't make me feel shit. Can I say that?
Yeah, I've been saying shit the whole podcast.
All right. So I didn't feel anything. I was like Morales in a chorus line. I felt nothing. And I feel bad because I love you.
Nothing.
I live for you, Darnell. And I'm sorry. Lorraine's writing was there. I mean, Lorraine, you know, that was a hideous storyline. And Lorraine somehow wrote some stuff for you to play, trying to justify why you did what you did. But you didn't deliver the goods. I'll tell you who did, though.
Who?
Miss Debbie Morgan. And that's why she's the first one to get a contract on another soap. Yep. She turned it out. I don't know where she went to turn it out, but she turned it out. I was moved by her. And I was telling Ashley, too, that the one thing that I did find believable was the fact that Angie mourned and cried, and then she dealt with it. And the thing that you guys got to remember is that Angie's a doctor first, and that's what Jesse forgot. Angie's a doctor. She deals with life and death. You know, this is, it is what it is.
We were talking before we started the podcast, wondering if maybe a better writing choice would have been, because justifying what Jesse did, it is like, even if you have bipolar disorder, it is unjustifiable. So we were wondering if maybe it would have been even a hair more justifiable if the writers made Jesse do what he did because he couldn't deal with his
and I agree with you. I think that would have been a more believable choice.
That's the only way, because he's distraught. That's not my baby. This is my baby.
Yeah.
You know, something
like if
like
he
that.
Did, like if he lost it. I agree with you because you know who's doing a really great job of playing something like that is Brody on One Life to Live.
I can't talk about it yet. It's so
Brody on One Life to Live. I got it. Well, we'll get
that's
to him. We'll get to him.
Character line, and it's so brilliant.
And it works. And I will. Done. And it's so. Oh, it's it. So well, good. We'll talk about that. But anyway. Yeah. But like Darnell, you didn't deliver. W did. And see, and this is why. And I hate to be like the doomsayer, and because I know everybody's really hoping that Charles Street Productions really pulls off this online.
It's Prospect Park.
I can't remember. I know it's some Monopoly Street thing, but God. I can't remember. Anyway, you know, Prospect Park, whatever. Anyway, thing that I'm concerned with is that even if these shows come back online, they're not going to be our shows. Already, Debbie is on her way to Young and the Restless. She's already taped her first Young and the Restless episode. It airs October 6th, I heard. Wow. And then Jacob Young was offered to come back to Bold and the Beautiful, the show that he started his career on, to play Rick Forrester. And I understand why he made that choice. We're talking a real salary, health benefits. He has a kid and a wife to support. I understand that. My only concern, Jacob
and
Young.
And a gay lifestyle to support.
My only.
Sorry, what?
That's allegedly.
What?
My only concern, Jacob Young, is that I think that if you're going
to
go back.
To the clubs, you don't put singles in the Eastern's where he goes to the clubs.
I don't think you should go. If you're going to go back to the Bold and Beautiful, I think you should really consider going back to the gym because they already got a chubby lesbian, and that's Susan Flannery. So they're going to bring one chubby lesbian on Bold and the Beautiful, and Susan Flannery's it.
We're going to hell.
Jacob Young looks a little bit lesbian sometimes. He looks like a cute lesbian sometimes. You know who looked like a cute lesbian at the MTV Awards? Justin Bieber. I don't know what that look was about.
What the hell is going on with that pansy?
I don't know, but he looked like the only lesbian.
He's one that maybe he will get better looking as he gets older. I understand everyone thinks he's so cute, but he's such
he
a boy.
He looked like, I thought it was a lesbian. I thought it was a lesbian. And I was like, oh, no, that's not a lesbian. That's Justin Bieber. And no, I'm not knocking lesbians. I love lesbians. But, I mean, Jacob Leung, when he gets a little weird, like, little, you know, he looks like a little lesbian sometimes. He does. Not everybody's a lipstick lesbian like Bianca.
No.
Some lesbians are butch.
Do we want to talk about Lesbianca and... It's not Lesbianca. I didn't mean to say that, actually.
That's what Green used to call
Lesbianca. I know, I remember. I didn't mean to say that. You got lesbians on my mind. The word, anyway.
It's a little rush. It's a little rush. But again, we're talking about there's not enough time. But you know what? I actually believe that because lesbians do that. They meet each other, and the next day they're moving in together. So that is a stereotype, but it's a true stereotype.
I am giving all my children many a pass. This is one of the other passes I am giving them because of the series ending. I'm giving it a pass on this, but I have to tell you, it makes me upset.
About what?
Because I don't think someone could switch that easily and that fast from living a whole life as a straight person, not having any inclination about feeling that they love women or love the same sex, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know, I don't see that. That's why. So I don't.
I agree with you to a point. We don't really know a lot about Marissa's past. We only know what we know of her and JR.
I'm not gonna be too honest.
We know, she could have experimented in college.
The other problem I have with it that I don't
know. I think you would have bought it more if it was the other Marissa, because the other Marissa looked like she was a lesbian.
I would have felt really sorry for the other actress. Because that horse face, if they want to kiss, ooh-wee. Yeah. She got some chompers on her.
Oh, my God.
I also wonder, for me, about the chemistry. That's a problem for me. Like, what was a Guiding Light couple that we love so much?
Oh, Otalia.
Oh, Otalia.
Yeah, they were smoking together.
Smoking hot chemistry. Yeah. It was sexy. Crystal and Judd.
I got to tell you,
Kish.
I do, look.
Holy shit, Kish.
I'm not going to lie. They don't have the kind of smoking chemistry that even Eden Rigel and Tamara Braun had.
That's the thing. They were don't. Real hot together. Eden.
I think Eden part of the problem is that it's everything is so rushed. You know what I mean? So I'm attributing it to that.
No,
I'm attributing
but
it to
I'm
that.
I'm gonna give you another problem.
What?
I know you think the actress is tremendous, but I don't feel her in this role.
No. I think don't get me wrong.
Although
wait.
The actress that plays Bianca is very much growing up.
Yeah.
Very much.
I love Sarah Glendinning, Glenn Ross, whatever her name is. I love her on As the World Turns. But this character's always been like a bad character. It was a poorly conceived character. It's always been poorly written. The only reason that she exists was to give Crystal and David some, you know what I mean?
But even these interactions for me, I'm not sure what it is. They're a little bubblegum for me.
It's just, it's always been like
And Eden and Tamara didn't have that. They had a lot more depth to their relationship.
It's, you know, like I said, I didn't say that everything on Omichu was perfect. I just said that as it's coming to a close, there's a lot of things.
I'm being honest with y'all because that's why you paid a...
Oh, you don't pay us.
I wish you would.
As broke as I am right now, I wish you guys
broke
would.
Ass chumps right now.
You don't even know what I'm going through.
Oh, my God.
So I might as well be on the unemployment line with the cast and crew of my children.
He's pretty close to holding up the tin can, I'll tell you right now.
I know. I mean, I'm like right now, when I walk in the streets and they're like, change. I'm like, you give me some.
Yeah, they're like, change. And he reaches in the cup.
I'm like, thank you.
Why, thank you.
That's a good one. Like, thank you. It's becoming more and more real that our show is going to be going.
What else did we not talk about so much?
I know. We've been gone for so long. I mean...
Oh, let me tell you,
all
Kara,
the flashbacks.
I'll tell you a little bit about Kara. She's good.
She's good. She's really good because I really believe that she fell in love with Tad, and I believe that she was really hurt by this.
That's my question. How did she fall in love with him so quick? Because the week before, she was saying that she thought she could maybe love him.
No.
At some point.
I think even though he looks like B. Arthur, he's charming, especially when... I know he's not.
Well, what does this Tad look like? He's charming.
And when he listens,
he's charming.
I can see how you could fall in love with Tad. Mm. I really do. You know, he's funny. He's charming.
That is so damn condescending.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? A legend on our show. The man is soap history, AMC history. He's AMC royalty. You don't have to sit here and list his qualities as if he's not desirable.
I totally believe that she fell in love with him.
She's like 35 years younger than he is.
And? Girl, it's not always about looks.
She is like the most gorgeous smoking hot thing to hit Pine Valley in a long time.
Since Chrishell Strauss.
Yeah, seriously. Except she got them buggy eyes. That's the only liability. She got them buggy eyes.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you something about her. When I saw Passion.
But why does she have such a hard time landing a man? Why does she always have to go for other people's men? Answer me that.
Wait a minute. Jake was hers first.
He was taken when she came back to town.
That's not the point. The point
and
was
she
Jake.
Still tried to get him.
The point was that Jake was hers first, and Tad was not somebody else's man when she came to town. Hmm. So don't be calling her that. She ain't that.
She goes for sloppy seconds.
She goes for sloppy seconds. I'm gonna tell you this about her. I can tell you. I saw this actress on Passions. Did you ever see Passions?
No.
Horrendous. One of the worst, if not the worst, soap opera. No. One of the worst, if not the worst, soap opera ever written. And I gotta tell you, she, as horrible as her character was and horribly written, I always thought this girl is a true soap diva. And I didn't really watch her on Days of Our Lives, but she can act. She really can. I mean, my heart was breaking for her through all of this. Mm-hmm. It was so well done. Mm-hmm. So well done, the way Lorraine wrote it. It just was heartbreaking to watch. I love it. Now, we got to move on because you got to get going soon.
I know.
So.
He's annoyed because I keep looking at my phone.
No.
I'm sorry.
One Night to Live has been beyond phenomenal for me. I mean, you talk about a show that is on all cylinders, as Ashley loves to say, that is making every moment count and every beat count is One Night to Live. My only complaint...
Terry and Toronto, you stuck with it when I gave up. I handed it to you.
Yeah. My only, you know, complaint at One Night to Live, and I understand why Ron had to do what he had to do, because you know what? Just like All My Children, you're coming to an end. You got to wrap this show up in a certain amount of months. The Dina storyline, I don't mind Dina leaving early. I still think that Dina was supposed to be Vivian's daughter, and he created Dina for a purpose. The girl was signed to a 3-year contract. So, like, the character was supposed to be staying on. But he obviously is like, I got to focus on other things while the show... So, she was written off and that storyline was aborted.
God. Oh, thank
now,
God.
Now, with that said and done...
That porn storyline?
I understand why he aborted the Baz storyline, but I'm not happy about it because I like Baz with Star. I love the actor.
You think... Oh, so we know for a fact it's not going anywhere?
Oh, no, he was let go. He was let go of contract. They're writing Baz off.
Why?
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I think it was a matter of, again, with only a certain amount of time, he wants to focus.
She had chemistry with him.
I'm upset.
With this Ford guy.
I agree with you.
What's his name?
James Ford.
James Ford.
Yeah,
He's a snoozer.
I was as shocked as you were. I don't know if
that
a lot
kid was really good.
I don't know if a lot of fans are not liking him because there's
kid
a lot
was
of
awesome.
But let me tell you something. That kid can act.
He can act. He knew that character
that's
from day one.
That's what I'm going to hurt the most. Forget about him and Star. He just had this incredible scene with Tomas the other day.
Definitely.
That's what I'm going to miss. Forget about him and Star.
Definitely.
I just couldn't.
Let go. But kill again, off that freaking Jack Manning.
I got to tell you something.
He's doing a little better.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. His best performance was in yesterday's episode.
When he was out cold the hospital bed?
No. When he found out that Victor was dead. Those were his best performance, by far the best thing he's ever done on One Night to Live. And that's...
He's going to cry again? Oh, my God.
And that's what's going to be sad about soap operas being gone, is that this was the kind of shows that gave actors the chance to grow as actors and artists. They came in not knowing the ass from their elbow.
He's been doing
better. And to see them grow. Like, I was actually touched by his performance yesterday. Because not that he was brilliant. No, wait. Don't get me wrong. Not that he was brilliant. Not that he gave. But to see the growth, Ashley. From where he came from, that we all hated him. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, you were actually paying attention to everybody. You were paying attention to Valencia and Cassie. You were learning. And he even had some great moments with Roger Howard. And I'm like, all of a sudden, this kid might actually have some talent. And we'll never know because the show is going off the air. But you know what? I got to tell you, I love, and this goes to what I'm saying. As long as you write when you write a storyline with humanity, no matter how over the top it may seem, it's gonna work. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was one of the greatest shows, and people think it's so stupid because, oh, it's about a girl killing vampires, but it wasn't about just that. It was a show that was kind of like a metaphor for what growing up, what a teenager had to deal with. One of the best Buffy episodes was the episode where her mother died when she was a freshman in college. And Sarah Michelle Gellar gave such an amazing performance, and it was sad that she was robbed of getting a Primetime Emmy nomination, let alone winning it, when she gave such a great performance, but because it's on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So as crazy
she has
as...
She some pretty dog moments too, though. She's not always the best actress.
Oh, she was great on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
But
anyway,
I
bought this whole tie. I think that was the only way that you could make what happened believable. The fact that they were twins, it gave a reason why Star accepted Victor as her father.
Did you see that coming? I mean,
No.
When they had the same DNA, I knew that was. I kind of had a feeling
they were going to be brothers
DNA,
and stuff.
They're identical.
But the whole way that it came about.
And realistically, they're really smart because it's true. If you have the same DNA, then it would be hard to prove one way or the other. Like in court, I don't know if you knew this, but if an identical twins, there's a baby and there's identical twins, and that kid sues for like child support, it's almost unwinnable because they have to prove that the father is the father. And if two men have the same DNA, they can't prove it.
Yeah, see,
That was a really good twist.
It was very well done. And the thing that
and the fact that both were walking around for a while, even after the reveal was made, and Victor was still living Todd's life.
Yeah.
I liked all that. That was realistic. It wouldn't happen very easily. It wouldn't be clean.
They worked some really great moments. There were some
and
great
twists.
And
stayed with Victor.
Yeah, they never went for the Ron. Never goes for the obvious.
I can't wait to ask you about
this. I loved the fact that the kids still loved Victor as their father.
Because it's true.
Because
it's
you can't forget the fact that for eight years, this man is the only...
And they made it that it wasn't his fault.
Yeah. It was. That's why I think it makes it so much sadder that with all this great material coming down the pike, Trevor St. John still decided to leave the show.
I think he got effed. I think he made a decision to leave when Roger was coming back. I don't think he fully knew the show was going to end. I don't think anybody
No, he didn't know the show was going to end.
And so he said, I'm leaving. And then they write it, and then he realizes, he's like, well, why the hell wouldn't I stay if the show's going to end?
Yeah, but see, but this is the thing that I'm talking
he
about.
Got
as an actor.
Like Dorian Robin Strasser and like some of the others.
But see, what I'm saying is, as an actor, here you have some of the greatest possibility for material in the next year. Why would you want to leave, regardless of whether the show's getting canceled or not? At this point, this is the point where
he
you stay on the
future.
Show.
He didn't see a future for these
with
shows.
With this storyline? No, what I'm saying is he left the show because he wanted to move on to other things.
Yeah, because he didn't see a future on this show. Where is he going to go as an actor on this show? So
now,
he's dying at the time.
Now you got.
Now they're dead.
No, now they're dead. But he didn't know that the show was dying. He left the show.
Any actor that Annie, what's her name, Melissa Claire Egan, left her show.
Yeah, and I didn't understand that either.
Because they know these actors are really at their prime, and maybe even
Ashley,
a little past their prime.
Is,
they got to move
Ashley,
forward in
what
life.
I'm saying
they can't
is,
just stay in the same old shit.
What I'm saying,
they're not
going to
have Tad, Michael Knight, and Susan Lucci careers. It's not going to happen.
What I'm saying is, right now, you got a job. Your character is in the forefront of the show in a hot storyline. To me, that's not when you leave.
No. You gotta take a gamble.
No, I disagree with you. If I was Trevor St. John, I would not have been leaving. I would have been thinking, wow, the original Todd's coming back. What are they gonna cook up?
Josh Duhamel left.
Yeah, but that's Josh Duhamel, honey.
How do you know Trevor St. John don't think he's Josh Duhamel?
He ain't no Josh Duhamel. I saw him on the A-Train at 59th Street last week. And he scared the shit out of me. You know why? Because he's very intense. Yeah. And I was also surprised that he takes the train. I mean, obviously he's in New York and he has to take the train.
I've never seen Krishan on the train.
But let me tell you, the doors opened up and he looked mad. He came out. I'm like, oh my God, is that crazy Todd?
How did you do that?
I was like, woo, he scared me. He looked hot too.
I actually feel like I don't like the actor at all. I know you don't like him. But I don't begrudge him.
And I gotta tell you,
I didn't begrudge him.
I just think that it's sad because it would have been so much great. Like the storyline possibility would have been great for Victor to stay on. I will say this though. It was funny how they showed some early stuff of when he first came to town with Star and the Flashbacks. And with the long hair and stuff, it was odd. He kind of resembled Roger a little bit back then. I thought he was great opposite Roger. I think that him and Roger had some great chemistry, and those scenes with them together were awesome.
Oh, I agree.
When they were waiting for David to come back with the diary and they were fighting over, or before that, when they were threatening David together. I mean, that was such fun stuff.
But I still feel like Roger Howarth is like hitting the tennis ball.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Trevor St. John sometimes let it drop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's really frustrating.
You got to understand something, too. Roger Howarth's the kind of actor that I have never, ever seen Roger not give 110%. And let me tell you something. I watched As the World Turns almost to the end when they were giving him some of the most hideous material. And that man played the hell out of it. He is just a true actor, true and true.
How did they explain at the time? I know that, you know, Victor got plastic surgery, but did he also get a voice box transplant? I'm just curious.
Identical twins don't have to sound the same.
No, no, that's not my point. Everyone what? Believed him as Todd, but his voice sounded completely different. Did he get a voice, you know, oh, voice yeah. surgery as well? I'm just curious.
You gotta overlook those little things. I gotta tell you who surprised me too. Because I was, as all of you know who follow me on Facebook, because yet again, I'm ousted from the blog. I don't know. I got on for like two blog entries.
I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
I agreed with your hypothesis that Florencia Taya belonged with Todd because she made him a better man.
Yeah, despite what Jamie Giddens says. Me and Jamie have been Facebook fighting about it. He wants Blair with Todd.
Well, here's my thing. It does seem to me, as someone who is a layperson, I agree, that Roger Howard's Todd and Blair fit in a way that Blair never fit with Trevor St. John's Todd. So I'm wondering if Taya was really meant to be with Victor.
Well, it seems that that's the way Ron's writing it. Ron is favoring.
Taya justified it. She talked about the things that Todd did to her before Victor came on the scene, before Todd was Victor. And I bought that. She said that this Todd was kind to her compared to the last Todd, that he brutalized her.
Yeah, but Todd brutalized Blair too.
I understand Todd, that. I'm just saying.
No, but that
seemed to me like it sort of maybe. Maybe you're right. She was meant to be with Todd, but the Todd as lived and loved by Victor.
It's a complex, interesting thing. That's what makes the storyline so beautiful.
Did you not feel when Blair and Roger Howard's Todd kissed? I can't even say what you normally say, but that happened to me too.
I
got so excited. No, I had to change my panties.
It was great.
It's really true. I'm sorry.
It was great, but you know what?
It sent chills through my spine.
It was great, but you know what I enjoyed more was when Taya went to visit Roger Howard's Todd the next day in jail and was arguing with him.
The way I felt it with Blair and Todd.
No, I disagree with you.
Jamie, I'm with you, baby.
Their passion when they were arguing, you can't. There's just a chemistry between them.
I thought that Blair is magnificent. She has chemistry with just about anybody. But I actually really liked her with Tomas, and then I saw her kiss Roger Howard's Todd, and poor Tomas was like,
well, at this
chicken
point,
scratch.
At this
she
point,
was nothing.
Look, at this point, it seems that Ron is favoring Todd and Blair, which I'm very disappointed in him. But whatever.
I'm not. You go. Sexy hot couple.
I feel like that means that the Delgados will probably be off the show before the show comes to an end.
I was wondering
because
about
what are you
going
to do with them now? And that upsets me because.
What did you think about her performance when Victor?
I thought she was
died.
Brilliant. I don't care what Jamie Giddens says. I think she's brilliant. Jamie thinks she's too loud. She's Puerto Rican. She's supposed to be loud. We're loud people.
You know why I didn't love it? Because when she was dying. He's about to say.
Don't make me go Chris Brown on you, girl.
You're going to have to. Just at least let me get the sentence out before.
Okay, go ahead.
When he was dying, she was screaming at him and pounding on his chest like a luna loca. And demanding that he stay alive. I would have liked to have for one seen her beg for him to stay with her. Plead for him to stay with her. I didn't understand why she was beating this man as he was dying.
Because that's Taya. Taya is loud. She's Puerto Rican. She's loud. That's her being true to her character.
But it wasn't true. You're a man dying. You're bleeding to death. And your woman is screaming at you.
Yeah.
Throwing chocolates at
you. Yeah. Yeah. That's the character that was established. Right. You have not seen Taya from the beginning. Taya's a loud biatch. I love that
it was
about her.
Uncomfortable for me.
I didn't. I disagree. I thought she was fabulous.
It was uncomfortable for me.
I thought it would have been weird if all of a sudden Taya starts acting like this. You know, wishy-washy.
No.
Like,
no, that's not wishy-washy. That's bullshit. She had moments where she was taking care of him. Where she was really taking care of him, rubbing his face. But
she was playing colors, Ashley.
No,
she was playing levels.
The level was high. And
no. I'm going to slap you and Jamie Giddens.
You know what I loved? I'll tell you what was real to me was the moments after when she was talking to McBain. She was stunned. Oh. She was shell-shocked. She was empty inside. That was pitch perfect.
How good is Danny?
But I'm gonna give you one thing. In Florencia's defense, she's playing opposite a dead guy, literally and figuratively. That guy, I can't stand Trevor St. John. I don't know who. His performance was so complex. He really layered his response. He's a stuffed animal. He doesn't do shit.
This guy is peeing on the tree.
Fine.
Oh my god! Why is he peeing on the tree?
He's an animal.
Oh my god!
Don't.
He's not even trying to cover it.
Ah, I can't look. If he comes over, I'm gonna drive away.
But my God, why would you do that?
I'm gonna drive away.
He was an abuelo. You shouldn't have done that. He was like 104.
I know when he screamed it.
I didn't realize he was like 104. He looked like an abuelo.
Oh, he does.
He probably couldn't hold it no more.
He probably has urinary incontinence.
He don't even look Dominican. I feel bad.
He's probably not. He's Puerto Rican.
I know. See, if he was Dominican, I wouldn't care.
All right, I'm sorry. And he's not drunk and holding a paper bag. So maybe that. Maybe I take it back. He's not an animal.
No, he probably. But I mean, he's 104. I mean, you know, when you're that age, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Trevor St. John is full of. He's full of shit.
Well,
I'm telling you
how
right
good
now,
was Danny?
How much did he get material? He got brilliant effing material, and he graced everybody by showing up and saying the goddamn lines. He's a piece of shit.
How good was Danny?
Brilliant.
She's amazing.
Brilliant.
How good was Star?
Brilliant.
I mean, that's what I say.
But I'm going to tell you something about Star. In my estimation, after seeing the scenes of her with Roger from years ago, even better as a kid. You know why? And the reason why I think she's lasted is because she was not no typical shiny, sparkly, you know, rub your cheeks, I'm so cute kid. She was a real little girl. She was pissy and she was whiny and she was strong and she had smarts at such a young age. She was so clever. Loved her as a little kid.
No,
she's good now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, her and Roger, I gotta tell you, her and Roger have such a great chemistry and a connection. I gotta tell you, the scenes with Dorian, those final scenes with Vicky were brilliant. I cried that entire episode.
Let me plug me in, because I gotta go soon.
I cried my ass off.
I gotta go real soon. I'm not even gonna plug in.
Okay, I cried my ass off those scenes. I mean, it reminded me of me and that Queen Alice. I even told that Queen Alice to watch it. I said, that's us, me and you are Dorian.
Dorian and Vicky and Victoria. Yeah,
that's me and that Queen Alice. I was like, when he saw it, he agreed. He like laughed his ass. He goes, yeah, that is kind of. We're like, we have such a bizarre relationship, and we're like kind of like Dorian and Vicky.
I need to get some transcripts of Vicky. I love performing as Vicky. She's a hoot.
Our hoe was back.
Who?
Kim. Love Kim coming back.
I love her so much.
And it seems like the other hoe is alive.
That's the other blonde. Can I tell you that's the what? Other blonde on daytime that gets people all riled up?
Stacy.
I don't know.
I love, look.
Stacy. And I love her.
I know
Stacey.
Terry doesn't like her, but I love me some. I love me some Stacy. And I loved her.
I like the actress. I think the actress is very good, very skilled at playing that little conniving bitch.
And I loved her on Guiding Light when she was Lizzie. I hope that she comes back before the end. I would love for that. But I love the fact that Kim's back. Kim cracks me up.
Yeah.
Kim cracks me up. She is just great. And I will say this. I actually think that JP is giving some of his best work. I'm not saying he's perfect or great. I'm just saying that he's been watchable.
They opened that casket to exhume, quote-unquote, Gigi's body.
She was amazing.
She was awesome.
That was the best performance of her career.
It was Emmy-worthy material.
It was the best performance. Best performance of her career.
But let me ask you, why would they choose to show it? It was ridiculous. I'm shocked at Ron Carlovati. He knows better. That corpse would be worms and other shit coming out right now.
Somebody on our blog said that that's not true. That if you do the Fahama ha 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 right, that it can be preserved for a while. I personally think it was her Kentucky Fried Chicken lipstick that kept her looking so gorgeous.
What about the hair? The K+8 hair was perfect.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous.
Look, I thought when you guys killed her that was going to be the end. Why do I have to keep seeing Rex and the ghost of Mrs. Muir?
They keep threatening that she's alive.
I'm just like, no.
Every time we see her, it's like, woo, 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 Halloween.
Well, what I was saying before was the person that surprised me was Irene Manning. When I heard Barbara Rose got cast, I was upset because I thought this was a really perfect.
I heard she was awful. I mean, I saw her. I didn't think she was all that.
She was better than I thought she was going to be. I wanted them to put a soap veteran in. I thought they should have got a soap veteran from another soap. Jamie actually suggested Victoria Windham, and I thought that would have been amazing. You don't know who she is.
She I could tell by her, like, don't you think?
Who? Irene?
Irene.
No, it was always Dorian. They always said Dorian.
Killed Victor?
Dorian was supposedly the person who killed Victor. And it was funny because they even alluded to that.
Why?
When Dorian was talking to David.
Why?
You don't know the history of the show, girl. I can't get into it right now to explain to you. Dorian was...
But we haven't seen any interaction with Dorian and Victor.
Oh, you mean this Victor?
Yes.
I thought you meant Victor the father.
No. I think it was Irene.
Yeah. I think it was Irene.
It's too obvious to be... I don't think
they would make it Shane, even though I would love for it to be Shane. Or they wouldn't make it Rex because he wouldn't do that to Shane.
The whole thing of what are you doing here was the last word that Victor uttered.
Yeah. It's got to be somebody that
unexpected.
That he wouldn't be like if it was somebody like Brody or Rex, I think we would have saw more anger. That's why I'm kind of leaning.
Could it be that black guy that
I'm
was the agent?
More to Shane.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I thought that too. That Irene sent the black guy. I could believe that too. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was somebody like Rex or Brody, he would have been a little bit more pissed. That he was more kind of like, you know, like, yeah, like what, like surprised.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. So I got to tell you, though, I lost my train of thought.
That's not even possible. You've never had a blank ever in the history of this show.
Oh, I disagree with Arizona Girl. Arizona Girl, I know you didn't like it, but I
love
me.
We love you so much, but I love
the slap, and I love Mama Evans. I didn't think Mama Evans overacted at all. I thought she was being true to the situation, because I'll be honest with you. What Nora did, even though I understand where Nora was coming from, and I don't know how anybody, especially you as a mother, could you not feel what Nora's feeling and what Nora's going through?
I actually thought, for the first time ever, because I've never been attached to the character of Nora,
yeah.
I'm actually enjoying her, liking her, and I think all of this is so consistent with who Nora is,
yeah.
And I'm loving it.
And
loving
I gotta tell you, as much as I feel what Nora's going through, what she did to Destiny was wrong.
Oh,
and Mama
it was 1,000%
Evans,
wrong.
I thought Mama Evans was on point.
It was 1,000% wrong.
I thought she was on point for hitting Nora in the face because
you don't do that to a young girl.
Yeah.
She manipulated her. So that she could get what she wanted.
You're putting that guilt on
absolutely.
The child. How could you put that on the child? You're the adult.
Absolutely.
And then that argument in the diner.
She
ooh, how uncomfortable. How uncomfortable was that?
How real was that?
It was real,
can
girl.
I tell you, because how many times in the past, I don't want to harsh on all my children now, but how many times in the past have you had people who don't like each other just go up to each other and start insulting each other and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
That to me was so real. You cut the tension in the air.
Yeah.
You could cut it
with
a knife.
Oh, girl. And this is what I'm going to miss about One Night to Live is moments and scenes like this.
I'm really low on battery. Sorry.
All
sorry,
right.
Jordan.
So...
No, but yeah, but I thought the slap was very, I loved it. People do react from the gut. You
know
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was a justified from the gut. And the fact that she did it with so much gusto, I freaking was like cheering for her.
Yeah, I thought it was intense.
You know what I mean?
I
hear what she's saying. I hear what she's saying about women slapping each other gratuitously and all. I hear that.
And I hear that. I understand it. But I don't feel like this was gratuitous. I think this is, you know, she was upset. You know, this woman manipulated her daughter who made a choice already.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put this kind of guilt on her. And I just find it to be such a great...
And I also love that the family is so important. Like,
yeah.
It's really banded Destiny back together
with
her
mother.
Family,
oh,
her mother.
Those scenes when she came
and
to her mother
the
for the abortion.
And I love how the grandfathers are, like, sort of trying to ease it. Like, ease
it. Just,
They're like, yeah, we're all a family.
And it's funny because so many people... And I even thought, too, like, when Destiny got pregnant, it was like, oh, that's so obvious, a teen pregnancy. But yet, here's the twist. This is what makes this pregnancy different from Star's pregnancy and every other pregnancy, is that there's a different aspect to it that we haven't seen before.
I still don't like Nora's acting. I think it's over the top bullshit.
But, and we gotta go.
Anything else? We miss anything else? We can't talk about GH because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't have time. I'm sorry. He just looked at me and almost cried. I'm sorry.
No,
can we blog about GH?
Yeah, we'll blog about just if you're not watching GH, the new head writer is amazing. Tune in. I think that I know we missed a lot about When I Live and All My Children. We've been gone for so long, but I'm going to try to take notes from here on in. I promise, guys. I'm going to at least make notes of the things that I want to talk about, because I know there's a lot of things that I wanted to talk about that I missed out.
Yeah.
Especially with When I Live.
We also didn't talk a lot about all the Prospect Park rumors that are going around. They've bought sets. They bought the One Life to Live.
Yeah, those aren't rumors. They bought sets. They supposedly offered Susan Lucci the same amount of money that she's making now so she could stay, and it seems like she's going to go for it.
We don't really know who's going. We know who's not going. Which you said already, Jacob Young is not going.
Debbie Morgan.
We've heard Michael Knight.
We heard that Michael Knight said that he was done with Tad. Yeah. He was ready to move on. The big rumor, you want to tell them?
No, I don't think I want to spot.
Everybody knows about it.
Oh, really? The ending?
Well, I mean, they already announced that everybody knows from Daytime Confidential, We Love Soaps and Net, that there's a big cliffhanger ending that Agnes, that Prospect Park asked. All
I'm
my
not
children
gonna
and on a
it.
Cliffhanger.
I don't feel comfortable.
It was We Love Soaps that Net talked about it months ago.
Really?
Yes,
that's
how I knew about
what
it.
What did they say?
They said
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Fast forward.
Skip
it. A few. This is why it's so shocking.
I had 11 minutes of battery power.
Okay, it was so shocking when you. Because when Ashley brought it up to me, Ashley made it seem like I didn't know. And I was kind of surprised that she just found out about it. Because I knew about it months ago.
But I thought it was just one of those things that people were saying it's possible.
No, it was. If I'm not mistaken, it was a WeLoveSoaps.net like about 2 months ago. They were like, rumor has it that All My Children will be going out the way that a certain nighttime soap opera went out on one finale, like a nighttime soap opera. And then they said that it was. They were comparing it to Dynasty, the Moldavia massacre. So this way, it will leave them 3 months to that in that hiatus
to
say why certain characters didn't come back.
That's what I heard.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not happy about it.
It's horrible.
I'm not.
It's
awful. Because what are you gonna say? You're gonna say that Tad died in this thing, and Dixie died, or Angie died.
You can't have a more creative way. Like,
I mean, I don't.
Characters come and go. It's not really that hard to explain.
I don't. So I'm a little bit disappointed.
It's unimaginative. I have to say.
If that's the truth, the only thing that I would say is that Agnes had a hand in it. And Lorraine had a hand in it, so maybe it won't be as bad as I think. But rumor has it that both Agnes and Lorraine are coming to the show. Agnes says she's going to be a creative consultant.
All right. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Well, we love you very much. Thank you for joining us for this very special episode of the Pie Valley Podcast. I like to think they're all very special. What about you, Jordan Hudson?
Yes, they are.
If you want to write us, email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Go to our Facebook page. I am Ashley Mendoza. You are Jordan Hudson. So if you just look us up, you'll find us somehow. We have a Pine Valley Podcast Facebook page. We also have a Twitter page, PV Podcast. We want to thank Shadow. We love and adore your Shadow. He's been keeping that blog humming. With his astute commentary. We want to thank
Louis
for the theme, as always.
All My Children Super Poster.
Please go to him on Facebook. He is still chatting it up and keeping things moving.
Jillian, Luke, and Jamie
At Daytime Confidential. Please go visit their site.
Roger and everything. Roger and Damon at WeLoveSoaps.net.com.
Yes, absolutely. Anyone else?
Watch All My Children While I Live in General Hospital while they're still in the air.
Yes. If not, if you can't watch it during the day, ABC Player on the iPad or online is phenomenal.
Support to the very end. Whatever you do, do not wash the chew on the 26th Monday at 1 o'clock.
You chew, you fat F's. That's how I bend in it. I'm your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Hi, Johnny, can I ask you a question? Are you the one that took a match to Oak Haven?
That's preposterous. Are you going to let him talk to me like this?
Janet, the clothes you were wearing into the hospital all reeked of gasoline, and your burn marks are sort of splash patterns of an accelerant.
Well, who died and made you Sherlock Holmes?
Mom, this is serious.
I'll tell you what's serious. Me wasting away in a padded cell while my grandson is growing up, and without me, why don't you ever come and see me? It's his fault. Isn't it? Did Jake forbid you?
No, it's just that life has been really complicated lately.
Well, tell me about complicated. Honey, tell your mom everything. Start with yourself. Actually, no. Start with little Trevor.
Trevor is amazing. And I really don't know what I would do without him. especially lately, now.
Why? Why lately? Why now? Oh, are you leaving Dr. Downer here? Now, that's a good idea.
Mom, no. Jake has been a godsend. He is my rock.
Is it or is it not the 21st century, Amanda? You do not need a man to lean on.
Even if I have cancer.
What?
I have cancer.
What kind?
Cervical. The hysterectomy is scheduled for tomorrow.
Mandy.
Actually, it's a good thing because they feel they can get the whole thing in one shot.
I'll be cancer-free.
But no more babies. Oh, honey. Now, you look at me. Look at me. I have put you through hell over the years. The things I've done to your father and to you. And yet, you somehow managed to survive all that. I am confident you are going to survive this.